Emma, Alex, have you thought about our weekend trip to the lake? I'm thinking we could capture some amazing shots for Instagram.
Alex, I don't know, Emma. Do we really need to post everything online?
It feels like these days, people focus more on documenting their experiences than actually enjoying them.
Emma, I see your point, but social media isn't all bad.
It connects people, inspires creativity, and even helps small businesses thrive.
Plus, I love sharing memories, it's like a digital scrapbook.
Alex, sure, but at what cost?
People spend so much time glued to their phones that they miss out on real connections.
Have you noticed how some families sit together but barely talk because everyone's scrolling?
Emma, true, but it's about balance, isn't it?
I use social media to share, not to replace real-life interactions.
What if we set some boundaries?
We can enjoy the getaway and maybe set aside just an hour for photos.
Alex, that's fair.
I guess I just worry about how much social media shapes perceptions.
People only see highlights, not the struggles behind the scenes.
It creates unrealistic expectations.
Emma, absolutely, but doesn't that come down to how individuals choose to use it?
It's like any tool, it can be helpful or harmful, depending on the intent.
Alex, you're right.
Okay, let's plan this trip.
But promise me we'll enjoy the moment first, and the photos can come second.
Emma, deal.
And hey, who knows?
Maybe we'll inspire others to take a break from their screens too.